Hi, it's Dr. Joe, the anti-aging doctor. And just when I thought there was nothing to talk about today, I was kind of like despondent. I thought, there's nothing in the news. There's nothing real good. Everything's boring. Then I got some cool, unusual rebuttal from my videos, from my video blogs. And the video blog that I put out there was Proposition 19 to legalize marijuana, wrong. Says chiropractor Mount Pleasant. So here's the rebuttal to my video. So you're saying people who smoke, and in parentheses, by the way, you don't seem like you know, you have any idea of what you're talking about. Yeah, of course. So you're saying people who smoke are worse people. Replete with misspellings and whatever. All right, I'm not saying that someone who smokes marijuana is a worse person than someone who doesn't. I'm just saying don't do it. It's that simple. It's very clear. Don't smoke cigarettes. Don't smoke marijuana. Don't take illicit drugs. Don't even take aspirin. They're not good for you. I'm into health, guys. Can you get that through your pothead? Can the smoke clear for a minute? You can understand. And then he goes on, you're bashing a minority. Okay, I'm a racist now. I'm a that likes to do recreational drugs that have no proven harm unless smoked. Else do you get? How else? What else do you do with marijuana? You rub it on your back of your neck or something? Oh yeah, you could put it in brownies, right? Wow. So you've got marijuana, and it's recreational, and I'm bashing those people who smoke, and there is proven harm. Not to your, I mean, all have to give me 30 people who smoke marijuana and give me 30 people who don't and put them in a room and I'll be able to separate them out. Boys, girls, doesn't matter. You can tell by their complexion, their general demeanor, their eyes, their just their breath, their just their lack of motivation. They're just nards. You should I form yourself. I'm going on in this comment. You should I form yourself and be a better doctor, in quotation, not a quack. Okay, I guess that makes me a quack because I think people should take drugs that are illegal, or even drugs that are legal. I don't think you should take in most cases, but you do what you want. I don't take any. I've had some antibiotics in my life. I must mention, I had something for a bad tooth one time, and I tried everything to avoid that, but it didn't work. And then I took a little bit of antibiotics for a surgery. But that's about pretty much all I've ever had. And maybe a little bit for pain after I've had the surgery, but not much. So I'm not telling you something and do something different. I don't do drugs. I do natural. My mother's 80 years old and takes no medicines. All she gets is chiropractic adjustments, herbs, vitamins, and natural. So I say go natural, guys. And I don't think smoking marijuana is natural. Don't call people who know more than you stupid. Stupid, by the way. Okay. I shouldn't. But let's say that's stupid behavior to smoke marijuana or cigarettes or anything. Opium, for that matter, anything that goes in your lungs, it's not supposed to be there. It doesn't make sense to me. I've known some wonderful, really great guys who've gotten themselves all messed up over drugs. I don't think it's a good idea. I don't think it's great. If you think it's great, well, go ahead. And when your life collapses, you'll say, oh, it was bad luck, or somebody owes me something, or my parents beat me, or what. Hey, whatever. You do what you want. And when the results go to hell, don't blame me, because I told you. It's Dr. Joe, the anti-aging doctor.